Holiday visits to America's national parks grew steadily from the 1930s for more than half a century. Attendance peaked in 1987 at an average of 1.2 visits per person each year. Park Service spokeswoman Kathy Cupper says whole generations of Americans came of age during the golden age of America's national parks.
Especially after World War II, with the baby boomers having kids and the automobile becoming prevalent, the great American vacation was to pack everybody in the car and head across the country and see the great national parks.
But the U.S. Journal of Environmental Management says park visitation has dropped by 25% in the past 16 years. High fuel costs are a popular culprit. But Mike Pina of the Automobile Association of America says there's more to it than that.
People always say in surveys that they're not going to travel because of high gas prices, but the truth is, cars are the most least expensive way for people to get to where they want.
The study's authors say a more likely explanation is the increasing amount of time Americans now spend watching movies, surfing the internet, and playing video games. It is a trend the Park Service is aware of, but can do little about. Spokeswoman Kathy Cupper.
Today, there are a lot more things to compete with the national parks. There's a lot of amusement parks, destination areas, and then even at home, a lot more recreational opportunities, as well as the increase in video games, home movies, movies, things such as that, that also compete with families going to national parks.
The Plunkett Market Research Firm says America's entertainment and media industries generate $200 billion a year. That is a huge plus for the national economy. National parks, on the other hand, are run by the federal government as not-for-profit enterprises. Kathy Cupper says park benefits are not so easily quantified, but are still important.
When you visit a national park, you're visiting a piece of American history, and you can look at photographs, and you can play video games that maybe simulate things like that, but there's nothing like standing there.
George Dwyer, VOA News.